This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I have better luck getting a hold of the President of the United States than this guy. This guy is hard to get a hold of. He's only been on my show a couple times, and he seems like he comes around every 6 months, but I'm super excited to have him back on the show. We're talking about Cobalt Power Group. They trade on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol CPO. They also trade on the OTC markets, CBBWF. If you remember, they were on the show back in June of 2017. At that time, I told my listeners, buy the stock. I said, it's one man's opinion. That's my opinion. If you would have bought the stock, you would be up over 100% on your money right now. With us today to talk about the company is the CEO, Dr. Andreas Rumpel. Dr. Rumpel, welcome to the show. I appreciate you coming on.
Nice introduction, Everett. Thank you very much. Nice to be on your show. Thank you.
You know, what has happened since the last time we interviewed back in June 15th of last year?
We have finished the acquisition of Canadian Cobalt, the Canadian Cobalt Projects, which came with a decent land position. We have enlarged our land position in the Cobalt camp by about 7,500 hectares to a total of 8,700 hectares. And these lands are around the Silver Center, which is kind of a satellite hub about 25 kilometers south of Cobalt and very, very close to the first Cobalt camp, to the first Cobalt guys land. We have further finished a private placement where we raised $1.5 million in hard cash.
I saw that.
That puts us into a nice position because we have $2.8 million in the kitty, and most of it is hard cash. As you may know, in Canada, there's the thing with flow through, money that has to go in the ground. There's about $200,000 left, which we will use early in spring, and the money will go into the ground.
You know, here's what I'm really excited about your company. I was excited, you know, back in January, we first did an interview, then we did an interview in June. You know, at that time, you was telling me about how much cobalt they need to put in the lithium batteries. At that time, the prices, and correct me if my metrics are wrong here, at that time, it was going for around $16.75 per pound. Now we're at $36.40 per pound on the cobalt and $80,000 per ton. What gives? Why the influx so much? I mean, even gold hasn't went up that much.
As I mentioned before, you need quite a bit more cobalt in the lithium ion batteries than lithium per ton. It is usually one lithium for one cobalt, but in the periodic system, cobalt is at a much higher position. So for every ton of lithium, you need about 8 tons of cobalt. Also, the factories are coming off the ground. There are plenty of new factories all around the world. They want to produce lithium cobalt ion batteries, and the car industry is screaming for them, and they're not enough deposits all around the world. There is one big deposit, which is in the Congo, the DRC, but this is deemed to be conflict cobalt because of corruption, because of child labor, and because the tax money goes into fighting rebels. In other words, people die. People don't want the cobalt from a country where you have all these negative news. And especially some of the German car manufacturers, VW, they had talks with Glencore to buy cobalt from the Congo, but they walked out of the meeting. No deal. In other words, where else do you get this amount of cobalt in the world? And every new mine is welcome, and every new deposit that will be developed is welcome. There is a big shortage, and I think the world is beginning to realize that this shortage is going to be big.
You know, last time you were on the show, we talked about Cobalt, Ontario, which I never knew there was such a place, where you guys have a lot of your projects there. But recently, you picked up some properties in Sweden. What is that all about?
Yes, we have applied for a couple of properties in Sweden. Sweden is a prime mining country. It's a bit like Canada. It's first world. The tax laws are very clear. They're unlikely to change in a split second, like in many other countries in the third world. Also, there were some old cobalt mines, and these mines were not mined out. It had technical reasons that they shut down. Either it went too deep, or they couldn't ventilate, or they didn't have the technology at the time to move it any further. So we have applied for these properties. We want to explore them and produce in a country which has just opened up a new factory called Skelleftea in northern Sweden. I hope I have pronounced it right. My Swedish sucks. But there is also Volvo in the country, the big car manufacturer, who has announced that they want to move over to electric cars within 20 years, totally. You also have the German car manufacturers, BMW, VW, Mercedes. They are all in the European Union. In other words, there are no customs. If you produce in Sweden, you can supply all the other countries. So, yep, that's why we have applied for some properties in Sweden.
You know, I wanted to ask you if you might be able to give us some update information on your Keeley and Frontier mines and also the Smith Cobalt project.
I have to correct you. The Keeley Frontier is actually First Cobalt's mine. These are old mines which are in possession of First Cobalt. They're not ours. However, we have a small piece of land very close to them, which is an old mine, which was a big producer, but probably close to 100 years ago. Our project is mainly the cobalt, the Smith Cobalt old mine, and those new properties which we have acquired from Canadian Cobalt. So we want to fly Aeromag, airborne magnetics, helicopter borne, and this is going to be big. This is going to be over 7,500 hectares around the Silver Center. And this is important to find out the structural geology, the faulting of the blocks and your veins. How far do they extend? When do they stop? Where do they move on? So this is important. The next important thing before the snow melt is we would like to write a 43-101, which will demonstrate that whatever we have done so far since we set out in August 2016, everything has been compliant, but we need to compile that in a report. So this will be a report compiling all the good things, all the drilling, all the Aeromag, all the IP surveys, and everything we have done so far in a nice report before we embark on the next step, and that is the next drilling, which will probably start around the snowmelt in northern Ontario, which is about May.
You know, I was going to ask you, what are your plans for the next two quarters? Where do we go from here? What can we see between now and June?
We will sit back over the winter, and apart from the things that I've just explained, we will do some data integration. In other words, you take all the data that you have acquired over the last summer, over the last exploration period, and you have to massage it, and you look for your good drill intersections, your bad intersections, and you come up with a more intelligent geological model. And once you have that, you lay out your next drilling phase, which will be phase three in our case, and this should be more intelligent, in other words, aiming for the better portions, and eventually we would like to come up with a resource.
So I need to ask you this. I'd be kind of remiss if I didn't. After you do the 43-101 and you find out what it is that you have down there, are you guys going to mine this yourself? Or are you going to farm that out?
That really depends. What we do have is a big mining partner. We are in a partnership with Hochschild Mining, a Peruvian mining house, mining silver and gold in the Andes. And at first glance, you might say, why does a Peruvian miner come into the cobalt camp?
Right.
But their production is two-thirds silver, one-third gold. We have silver. Silver is, the cobalt camp is an old silver mining camp. So we have silver apart from the cobalt. It's just cobalt is the driver. A byproduct now is the silver. In the old days, silver was the driver and cobalt was the byproduct. So there's a synergy with the silver, with the precious metal. The other thing is, Hochschild is mining steeply dipping narrow veins in the Andes underground. We will eventually mine steeply dipping narrow veins in the cobalt camp, and most likely also underground. So there's plenty of synergy. Also, they bring in the expertise on the metallurgy, the extraction of the metals from the ore. So there's plenty of synergy. We have a strong partner. If we are going to mine ourselves, it would be with Hochschild in the foreseeable future, unless somebody else takes us out.
Cobalt Power Group is the company we're highlighting today. They trade on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol CPO. They trade down here in the States on the OTC markets, ticker symbol CBBWF. Dr. Rumpel, in closing, is there anything that you didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
I think you did ask me all the right questions. And I have to say that there's plenty of good news to come. And we will embark on the next exploration phase. And we're very hopeful that our stock has actually the potential to go further up. And we're working very hard on it. And we think we have a good team together, a good program. We are funded and very much looking forward to the next round of exploration.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 2 or 3 months and give us an update.
Everett, thank you very much for hosting me. It was a pleasure to be on the show.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.